Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Donna Crowe, and you're listening to Medicinal Mushrooms. So this is a weekly show we're doing on the benefits and health restoration qualities of Ganoderma lucidum. Some of you might know that as reishi mushrooms. Today we're talking about healthy skin. It's a big deal. Your skin's a reflection of your overall general health, and skin can be a major problem. People can get some serious issues with their skin that are unbelievably debilitating. And so we're going to talk about that today. Before we get started, I just want to say, hey, welcome. I'm glad you're here. I think this is going to be a really excellent show, and I think a lot of people are going to find answers and be set free here today, so I'm happy about that. So I'm going to read a little disclaimer here. This is an informational broadcast only. This is not intended and should not replace the medical advice of your personal physician. None of the statements or studies referenced in this presentation relate specifically to GanoXcel. We're talking about GanoXcel here today. The studies and the statements are based on research on Ganoderma lucidum in its concentrated form. All right? We encourage you to use common sense and prudence in evaluating your expectations while consuming GanoXcel products. Statements made during this call have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and GanoXcel products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent, or mitigate any disease. You know, individual results will vary. Okay. I'm going to just kind of give you a little breakdown of the show today. We're going to have a lot of testimonies today. Last week we had very few, and that was perfect. And today we have a lot of testimony, and that's going to be perfect too. You know, our format has kind of been with me coming on and telling the bad news about the downside of medications, and I'm going to do that again today. We're going to talk about just a few basic skin issues that we have. Some of the main things that people deal with are psoriasis is one, eczema is another, acne is another. These are probably the three biggies. But there are other issues out there. And unfortunately, as we talked about with diabetes and we talked about with heart issues, heart health, the medications that you get for these things are often quite damaging to your health themselves. So, and a lot of people don't know, you know, many people take the drugs and they don't even read the side effects that are listed with the medication that comes with it when you purchase it. So we're talking about that a little bit here. And so I'm going to talk about one of the main things that's prescribed for skin issues is cortisone. You want to know the side effects of cortisone because it's a big deal. It's not a small thing. And oral cortisone or injected cortisone is the most damaging, but you still can have some serious issues with topical. And when it comes to skin diseases, all three are used. You know, they use topical, they use injections, and they use oral. So you need to know that cortisone itself inactivates vitamin D in your system. Okay, I don't think you have to be, you know, a rocket scientist to know that's not a good thing. Vitamin D is a huge thing. It's extremely integral for absorption of calcium in your system. So it, by taking cortisone, you limit the calcium absorption by the gastrointestinal tract, and you also increase urinary excretion of calcium. And bone loss is the result. Most people don't know that that's true, so it's good to have a heads up on that. Corticosteroids. Cortisone inhibits the release of growth hormone. And growth hormone is extremely essential for healthy immune system. I mean, low growth hormone levels means that you age quickly. You age much faster than you would otherwise. It causes a thinning of your skin, reduces the integrity of your connective tissue. It can cause hypopigmentation, where it whitens your skin. I didn't know this. I learned this recently. It can cause stretch marks, and they're not stretch marks that go away. They're permanent and irreversible. If you have cortisone in and around the eye area for long-term use, it can cause glaucoma. It can also cause rosacea, which I thought that was pretty fascinating. I didn't know that. Overuse of cortisone can cause Cushing's disease, muscle wasting, hyperglycemia, water retention, bruising, insomnia, serious mood changes, menstrual problems, impotence, loss of libido, even allergic shock and diabetes. This is a big deal, you know, and that's with cortisone. Other people use things as serious as chemotherapy drugs that are known to cause cancer in the lymph system. Others that have adverse effects to the liver and kidney and blood pressure. It's kind of crazy. And they found often that if you use cortisone, say, for psoriasis, it will actually end up making it worse. And so they have to just give you the smallest amount to sort of get a little bit of benefit, not really make it go away, because it doesn't cure anything. It's just basically an anti-inflammatory. Slows things down a little bit. There's just so much I want to tell you, but there's like a time constraint, so I'm going to go really quickly here. Some of the drugs that are used for acne. Well, we'll just cover one. It's isotretinoin. This has serious birth defects. Other side effects include dry eyes, dry mouth, dry lips, nose skin, itching, nosebleeds, muscle aches, sensitivity to the sun, poor night vision, changes in the blood, such as an increase in the fats in the blood, and changes in liver function. The reason I bring these up is because anything positive that these drugs can do can be done naturally without the side effects. And so many people don't know that. And so that's one of the reasons why I educate here. It's not just like, oh, they're the bad guys and you don't want to go there. I'm just saying there's an alternative. You don't have to be tormented and tortured with all these side effects. The drugs that they use for rosacea are antibiotics. We all know the side effects of those. Cortisone, which we just went through. They also use the isotretinoin for rosacea, and so we've seen the side effects of that. They also use blood pressure lowering drugs, which we went over those a bit when we were covering the heart issues. Major side effects to those. Blood pressure lowering drugs cause heart attacks. They cause fatal heart attacks in people. So here you've got this minor skin condition, rosacea, and you're going to take blood pressure-lowering drugs for that, and then you have the benefit of the side effects of heart disease. It can get pretty crazy. Another issue that I wanted to cover here is MRSA, methicillin-resistant staph. This is a big deal, and we've heard about it in the news. What a lot of people haven't known or understood is that more people are dying of staph in the U.S., this particular staph, every year than are dying of AIDS. And it's a big deal. It kills some people within 30 days. And it's a pet project of mine because it's easy to get rid of. It's not easy to get rid of if you're an MD because you're limited to antibiotics, and they already know that those don't work. But if you read the medical scientific literature and you know how to shop at the grocery store, you can get rid of it easy because garlic gets rid of it. A lot of stuff that we are led to believe is incurable is not incurable. It's actually very easy to get rid of, and I encourage you to learn to use the Internet to just look for the name of the issue and put in natural solutions and see what you find. And what you're going to find is a lot of products marketed by companies, but you also find medical literature that will lead you to things as simple as garlic. And when it comes to MRSA, the best treatment is prevention. And that's why I'm bringing it up today, because in my experience and my understanding of how GANO works, GANO is an excellent preventative for MRSA because it boosts immune function. It's antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. You know, it's something that keeps your system cleaned out and able to fight these kinds of things. There are people that have MRSA in them right now but are not bothered by it because their immune system is able to keep it at bay. And GANO XL, in my opinion, is something that should be considered as a preventative, not only for cancer and diabetes and heart disease, but for things like MRSA, these superbugs that have entered our society. You want to do prevention on those. You don't want to wait until you've got the issue and then go to your doctor and be dependent only upon pharmaceuticals. You want to know ahead of time what the issue is, how to treat it, and how to keep yourself strong so that you never get it in the first place. In my opinion, I think that's the best way to go. It's a lot less stressful. It's much easier to prevent cancer and prevent heart disease and prevent diabetes and prevent MRSA than it is to turn the Titanic around once it's, you know, in motion. So, okay, we have a bunch of people here today that are going to share their testimonies, and I want to cut my segment short so that we can get them in. I'm going to start with, let's see who I've got here in the lineup. Hold on a second, guys. I'm having to look at numbers here in front of me. I'm going to start with Michelle. Michelle, I'm going to open your mic here in 1 second. Okay, I got to make sure I get the right person here.
Hello?
Michelle, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Okay, great. Yes, I can. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you for having me as part of your radio show today.
Thank you.
I just wanted to share a couple of great things that GANO Derma and GANO XL have done for me since I've been using the products. And one thing is I'm very grateful, first of all, that I haven't never had to use any medication, never had any really heart problems, but what it has done for me is that I've had dry skin in the past, and since I've been using the soap and any other products, GANO Derma has helped my skin be much softer and much more moist. It's really strengthened my skin. It also has helped me with my age spots, and my sunspots are almost completely gone since I have been using the product. And also, it's not skin related, but also I find that my nails on my hands have really gotten stronger. They have grown much faster. And all this is since I have been able to enjoy the GANO Derma products. So thank you for having me and being able to share this with everybody, Donna.
Thank you. Michelle, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How long were you taking GANO before your spots reduced, the brown spots?
I would say a few months I started noticing a difference.
And how much were you taking? Were you taking capsules?
I am taking the capsules, I am using the soap, and I am drinking the coffee and the tea.
Okay. How many capsules a day?
I sometimes take only one a day, sometimes two. And the GANO Derma and the Excellium. So that's like three a day.
Because I know people want to know, and it varies from person to person. People get results on different amounts, but I know people always want to know how much. So thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Okay, we're going to go to Augie. I'm going to open up Augie's mic. Augie, are you there? Augie? Well, I can see his phone number. Let's see who else we got. All right. Hold on a second here. I'm having a hard time seeing all these numbers. I'm going to open up Dave Summers because I know he has a story. Are you there, Dave?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Thank you, Donna. I appreciate you, and I appreciate what you have to share, and the care that you present as you share that as well. It's you tell us the bad news, and you give us the good news as well.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for that. I just in the context of skin, I just wanted to share a couple of things that I've related to. First off, I want to say that I had not seen Michelle Dawson. We had gotten together at corporate quite a bit for 3 months or so, and I wasn't able to see Michelle for around 6 months, and then she came up to Santa Barbara, and man, her face looked great. It just, I could tell that it was younger and it was more resilient and more vibrant, and I went, wow. So I just echo what you're saying, Michelle. I also noticed it as well. For me, one of the first introductions to how this helped with my skin was the Ganoderma soap. And I've been, you know, some people have different things that they try to excel in. I've always been a person that just wants a really, really close shave. I've been working on that my whole life. And so I was introduced by Mike Marimoto at our plant. He says, this is really, really good for shaving. So I went ahead and I tried it. And, man, you get the closest shave, your skin's soft afterwards. It's not all chafed up like it was before. And I go, oh, my gosh, this is like a secret weapon. So any of you who use our Ganoderma soap and also shave, you'll find that your skin is very, very soft and very, very moist, kind of like Michelle mentioned. A problem that I've always had in the context of me personally, I've had adult acne when I was a teenager. I had a lot of scarring on my face, and my sister has extensive scarring and has not done natural options like I have. But the thing that I've noticed over the last year and a half is the scars have softened, and that that I've had my whole life. And all of a sudden you go, well, wait a minute, that softened or it's gone. And I would say the percentage of improvement in the context of my face, my forehead used to look like a baby's bottom that had a lot of little diaper rash on it, and now it's probably 80% or 90% improved. So it's and the second thing about that, what I do personally, how do I use the Ganoderma soap, is I shave in the shower, and I find that I just leave the soap on my face while I'm shaving, and I get a really close shave, so it's on there for a little bit. And then I just rinse off, and what I noticed, I have very, very oily skin. What I noticed when I used the soap is my face didn't get all oily like I did when I washed with another soap. But it looked kind of like it glowed a little bit, which is, it looked really, really healthy. And that was very, very unusual for me. So for anybody who's struggling with acne, sometimes I'll do a second wash in a day, but normally it's just one, and it really made a difference for me. In the context of spots and everything, I've used our toothpaste. I always look at my left arm. I had some that were very, very dark and kind of almost scaly that have turned pink and are almost gone just by applying our Ganoderma toothpaste on that. So it's really, really magic. And I just wanted to mention very briefly, there are other Ganoderma that's out there. We have the best. I don't say that lightly because of how we extract the nutrients, and then we have a multi arsenal because we have six of the top Ganoderma all in one. So it's a broad spectrum result. So those are my results, Don, and thanks for letting me share.
That's awesome. Sounds like you've gotten some major skin results from it.
Yes, I have.
Okay, I'm going to open up the phone line for Sid. Let's see if we can get Sid here. Sid, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. Take it away.
Great, great. Well, first of all, just let me say thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about my experience with the Gano products, because it's just been amazing what it's done for me. And I know we're talking about the skin, and let me tell you a little bit about how the soap has helped me out with the skin. We actually just started using the soap not too long ago, maybe about 2 weeks ago, myself and my wife, and we've always had this problem with our feet where we've had just really dry, scaly feet, and we've tried many, many different things, and nothing seemed to really work consistently. So we decided to give the soap a shot, and I didn't even think about it. I just said, well, hey, we're already buying soap. We might as well just use this soap. And I wasn't even thinking about, my scaly feet anymore. And, the other day we were in the patio with our, had our shoes off, and we were just kind of talking about our businesses, and we started looking at each other's feet, and we said, hey, where's all the, your feet aren't scaly anymore, and we're just kind of wondering, what all that was about, and we know that, the only change we've made as far as, washing ourselves with this Gano soap, and so we've been just very happy, with the product and seeing just results just in a little as a week.
That's wonderful. That's amazing. I love hearing that.
Yeah, and actually we've been on the product for a little bit over a year now, and we don't have any major problems with ourselves as far as health wise, thank the Lord. But we just using the Gano products, we've just seen over the top energy level for us. I mean we have much more energy. And we take much more walks now. Yesterday we took a walk, just to work out and get some exercise. But in the past we just, struggled to just get up and going. And that's one another benefit for us has been with the Ganoderma, use of the Ganoderma mushroom has been just a lot more energy. So there's just benefits all around for ourselves and our family.
And you've just started, so you can imagine the differences you're going to see as time goes on. This is wonderful.
Right, and I know another thing we do notice is that our nails just grow much faster. I'm having to, cut my nails more often, and we're like, hey, well, why is this happening? I know we're getting a lot more vitamins and whatnot, the benefits from the product. So we're really excited, and we're just sharing it with all our family and friends and telling them about all the benefits of the product. Now we have my mom on the product. We have my dad on the product, my brothers and sisters. I have a pretty large family of 7 brothers and sisters, so most of them are already on the product and already experiencing benefits.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing, Sid.
Oh, not a problem. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak on the product.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to open up Ari's mic, and let's see if we can get Ari on. Ari, are you there?
Yes.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you for having me. This is my first time on one of these things, so I'll try not to mess up.
It's okay.
I was actually going to share a story of mine and one of my mother's. We both suffer from psoriasis, and mine kind of started to onset probably 2 years ago, I guess. And, she's had hers all her life. But hers, she was just drinking the coffee. She loved the 3-in-1. And just one cup a day. And after probably 2 months, she started to notice that her scars would start to go away. And she had some trouble spots, like on her arms and on her face. And those were going away. And I talked to her, I guess, 3 weeks ago, and just more results. There's fewer scarring, fewer spots, no more red spots. And this was just from the coffee. And I had heard a story from Dave Summers, who just spoke, about how he was using the toothpaste on some of his scars. And I had gotten psoriasis on my scalp and a couple little patches on my arm. And so I tried it on my scalp, and I took the capsules and put in a little bit of water, which it would have worked better apparently with alcohol, but I put it in water and just kind of dabbed it there on my scalp and, let it set in, took a shower, and usually after I take a shower, that's when it gets really flaky. And I noticed there was no flakes. And I was like, what's going on? So I tried it the next day, and the same thing, there was no flakes. And, just instant results like that. And so I applied it to my arms. Those have gone away completely. They're small patches. And I haven't seen anything new come up, and, what's on my scalp, I haven't been doing it as consistently as I should, but what's been on my scalp, it's gone down, and it hasn't spread, and so, that's pretty cool for me, so.
That's a big deal. Unless you have psoriasis, it may be hard to appreciate how unpleasant it is,
Yeah, it's a big self-esteem issue is what it does.
Absolutely. And it's uncomfortable, it can be very uncomfortable physically, not just visually. And it's so lovely that a simple, natural, wholesome product that is increasing your overall body health is so effective against psoriasis so easily without all the side effects. I just love that.
Right.
I love the results you've seen. Thank you so much for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess before I want to share another really quick one.
Yeah.
It's a little unrelated as far as skin goes, but I've introduced it to my family as well, and I had a cousin who had severe liver damage, and he's already seeing benefits just from the capsules. You know, more energy. And I spoke with a woman who has stage 4 lymphoma a couple days ago. She just tried the coffee, and she texted me a couple hours later. She's like, thank you. I feel great. And, it helps in just so many different ways, and it's so great to hear these stories of helping people.
It is. Thank you so much, Ari. I really appreciate you being here. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can get Augie again and see if he can get through this time. Augie, are you there? Well, I don't know what's going on, but I think we're...
Donna, can you hear me?
Yes, Augie.
Michelle. Augie was having problems connecting. He was on a call. He could hear you. He kept saying hello, but we weren't hearing him. I think maybe he's gone offline now.
Okay.
So he's very apologizes, but he was not able to connect with you. He was hearing us, but you weren't hearing him.
Okay, I'm looking to make sure I've got the right number. Okay, I'm not seeing him. So, all right, we're going to go to Manny. Manny, are you there? Okay, hold on. Let me make sure you got the right number here. Okay. All right, let's try Rod. Let me make sure I've got the right number for Rod. 503. Let me see if I can get Rod. Rod, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes.
I'm dealing with...
Got some... Whoops,
sorry. I'm dealing with the grandkids at the moment, too.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're here. Share your story.
Well, I think it was probably about 3 months ago when I found out about Gano, and I'm not a coffee drinker myself, so it never got my attention at first, you know. And then when I started realizing that it wasn't just a, you know, coffee thing, and which I thought was an ingenious idea to begin with, but so I got some. And what I've been dealing with, my wife, for instance, she deals with some thyroid issues, and for quite a long time she was in the routine of sleeping in till 11, even sometimes noon. She would get up and then, you know, take care of what she needed to do, and then, you know, 3-4 hours later she'd be totally exhausted and end up going to bed at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, laying down, or she would sleep all through the night till the next morning. And this was like a routine. It was on and on and on and on and on. And of course the doctors, they couldn't figure out what was going on or any of this type of stuff, so I got her the Gano. And she doesn't drink coffee either, so we got it, you know, in the capsule form. And I started giving her that, and the difference has amazed me. It definitely got my attention, because now she'll sleep in maybe till 9 o'clock, sometimes even 10, but she gets up and she goes through the whole day pretty much. And now she's, you know, usually goes to bed at 9-10 o'clock at night and sleeps a normal, you know, night. And, you know, that's been the routine. And even with the grandkids, you know, with all the energy these kids are, she's been able to keep up with that. And so it's been very impressive. And one other thing that I can tell you, I got a brother-in-law that's a diabetic. He's way overweight. He has nurses that come over to deal with him through the week, and they wrap his legs and this type of thing. And I turned some of this on to my sister, and she gave it to him because he was in more need of it. And he had called me about 2-3 weeks ago, and he asked me, he says, can you get any more of that Gano stuff? And he told me at that point, he said, for the first time, he said, he's actually growing hair back on his legs, and it's black. And he said, even the nurses are absolutely impressed or amazed at what's going on. His blood pressure has dropped tremendously. He's lost a little bit of weight, but he's still working, and he jumped on board, and now he orders this stuff, and he's been taking it, so it still remains. And one other thing I can tell you, I'm dealing with an issue with the prostate. I went and got a went to a physical, which I hadn't done in years and years and years. And I, according to their test, I was a couple of points above, you know, what they said. And the doctor told me, he said, well, it's nothing real critical, but you probably should just go get this all checked out. And I told him, well, give me a month or so. I'm addressing the issue now. So I've been doing the Gano. And I just went back in a couple of days ago to get my blood retaken, so I haven't got the test back yet, but I'm excited to see if that's going to be any different or improvement. So as soon as I find out, I'll put the word out and, you know, whatever, however
this
plays out.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you back to tell your story.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have more coming, I'll tell you. I mean, I've never seen in all the years I've done this, you know, marketing and dealing with different products, I've never seen a product or a company that's been more documented than anything else. It's actually
and more effective.
And more effective, absolutely. There's no question about it. So I'm convinced. You got my vote. So anyway, that's
thank
my story,
so
and I'm sticking to it.
Well, it's a good one. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Hey, you bet. Thank you so much.
All right, I'm going to see if I can get Manny again. Manny,
hello.
Are you there? Yay,
can you hear me?
Yes. We're glad you're here, Manny. I'm glad we got you through.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah,
again.
Well, it's good to be here. I've heard a lot about. I've been on your show, heard online, and heard one episode once, and I've been really busy. But man, it's an honor to be here on your show. Here, it's a great show. Anyway, absolutely. I'm here in Santa Barbara. I get to share the ocean with Dave. I gave him a little area that he can use, and I got the rest. Just kidding. I got a fabulous story. This has to do with a little girl. We did a coffee break meeting at one of my people's coffee breaks. We went and did a coffee break and around a dozen Hispanic people, and I had one particular lady ask me at the end of the meeting, you know, hey, I'm interested in this soap. You know, I have this daughter, 8-year-old daughter, that's been struggling. We've been to the doctor. We've been taking shots. We've been doing just about everything you guys, every scenario you guys have been talking about up there. And this is a little girl, so they've been doing a lot of different things, and she gets these rashes, and then she scratches. And anyway, it's just a mess. Poor little thing. And fortunately, we have product on hand. That's why it's so important to have product on hand, you know? We happen to have a bar of soap in hand, and so, she said, let me have that. I said, oh, absolutely. I said, so she took it, and then, I didn't see her for about a week. We did another, coffee break for some people that were, part of her, people that got re-invited to this other location. And she was, you should have seen the look on her face when we went to go see her. She says, you know, In a couple days, we saw a phenomenal result, but right now, she is absolutely just 100%. What a big turnaround. She says, unbelievable. She says, you don't have no idea how many doctors we've been through, how many people, specialists and medicine. And he says, this soap, in a couple days, has just turned my little girl around so much that we're so excited about this soap. You have no idea how happy we are. And so, that really, even though this particular family didn't come into the business, but they're going to be a steady customer on the product because this product was phenomenal. So, and who knows, maybe someday that their enthusiasm will bring them into the business, you know, by sharing this with other people that, you know, you just never know where that goes. And it's just so good to be behind a company that has phenomenal products that changes people's lives, whether it's financially or you know, through health and wellness. You know, it's just unbelievable. And I've got another quick story I'll share. It has to do with the toothpaste. I have a Dr. Silas Everett is here in Santa Barbara as well, and his wife has been went to the dentist, and I don't know the exact number, ratios, or how that works with teeth, but they found when they check your teeth, there's density or something like that they check, and they give you numbers. Well, she had a few sevens, a couple sixes, and threes, and it wasn't looking good. Well, after a tube of toothpaste and a half, she went back and she had nothing higher than a three within 30 days.
Wow.
So, Yeah. So they were just totally stoked. They could. The dentist didn't even know what to say. He said, "What have you been doing?" She says, "I just been using this Gano toothpaste." She goes, he goes, "Oh, unbelievable." She says, "I never." He was amazed. The dentist was totally amazed of the turnaround within a month's time. A tube and a half of Gano toothpaste, and it's so. I mean, I could just go on and go on and go on, but you know, the things that have happened around me just totally confirm that this is the right place and the right time. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Manny. I love those stories. I was smiling through the whole thing. But thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to tell one more story. I'm going to tell the story of Martha Gray because she couldn't be here today. I talked to her this morning, and she's just got story after story, and I'm just going to tell a few. And she has used the toothpaste topically. Dave Summers has mentioned this before. She had brown spots, which are not life-threatening skin issue, but nobody likes to have them. She had brown spots in a number of places, and some really noticeable ones on her shoulder blade. She started using the toothpaste on those, and she said in 3 days they were gone, which I just think is amazing. Dave Summers has told me some stories with other people that have used the toothpaste topically on brown spots, and they just vaporize. You know, they're just gone really quickly. I thought that was really fun. But she had a cyst on her shin that she said she's had since high school. I don't know how old she is. I'm assuming she's like somewhere between 35 and 55. It was hard to ask to know her age by her voice, and I forgot to ask her. But she had a cyst on her shin since high school, and she had been on the capsules and hadn't seen it have any effect on this cyst. She put toothpaste on it, and she said she only put it on like about twice in a month, and the thing is almost completely gone now. That quickly it disappeared. And so she's just absolutely thrilled with that. She puts toothpaste in her hand. It gets her hands kind of lathered up like you're going to wash your face, and she puts it on her face and her hands, and she says her hands are just, you know, looking really, really gorgeous. Her skin's looking great, and she's really, really excited about it. It has helped her in really some enormous ways. She had kidney issues. She had cysts in her kidneys and was in extreme pain, and she got on the Gano, and in just a couple days, the pain was gone, and she's had other major health benefits, but I kind of wanted to mainly focus on the skin issues. She also has a client. A man, actually, who was in the services. He has Agent Orange poisoning, and he has blisters and stuff on his feet, and also his wife somehow has contracted from him something that, so she's got similar symptoms on her feet, and apparently some of the stuff can transfer from the man to their spouse, which I think is really unusual. But they have been using this on their feet, and in less than a week's time they're seeing these blisters dry up and be gone. And in fact, the woman said she put the toothpaste on one of the blisters on her foot, and that evening it drained, and the next morning it was just like gone. So one application, and that just is amazing to me. I've heard so many stories of people using this for acne, using the soap and seeing their acne clear up in just like a week's time. People with eczema, I mean, there's testimonies on the internet. I saw one of a young girl who had severe eczema on her forearm, and she just used the soap in the shower every day, didn't even really leave it on. She just bathed with it every day, and in a week, the eczema was all gone from her arm. And again, this is like without side effects. You don't have to endanger your health to get rid of psoriasis. You don't have to endanger your bone structure and your tissues in order to get rid of these things. So, I love this stuff. I love that it works so, so quickly and is so pleasant. It's a pleasant experience. It's not where, you know, I took the medication and the rash went away, but I ended up with kidney disease or liver disease or bone loss or my joints fell apart. I mean, I deal with people on a daily basis that come to me who are trying to get their health back from being on these kind of medications. And it's a scary place, and you don't want to go there if you don't have to. It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to have a product like GanoXcel's Ganoderma, which, as Dave mentioned earlier, it's the best. That's why we're here. It's the most potent. It's not just one reishi mushroom. It's six different ones, making it a full-spectrum product that's highly effective in all the areas that you need it, anti-inflammatory, antiviral, antifungal, anti-cancer, anti-tumor, anti-depression, on and on and on. It's potent, potent, potent. It's pure. It's organic. It's as good as you can get on the planet at this time. I personally don't think it's possible to make it any better than this. I think this is as good as it gets and as good as it will ever get. And again, there's no side effects. And while you're taking this for one thing, you know, you might take this just for diabetes or eczema or psoriasis or something like that. But while you're taking it for that, it's fixing a multitude of other things, cleaning out your blood, you know, refreshing your skin. So I'm going to open it up for Bob here. Oh, hold on, Bob. For some reason, it's not letting you in. Okay, hold on. I think it might let you in. Are you there, Bob?
I am here.
Oh, good. It was not letting me open your mic for a second. So welcome.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, we have such a short time for you, so I'm going to be quiet now.
Well, that's okay, because you've actually been covering some of what I wanted to share today. But first of all, thank you to all of you that called in. I know some of you had to rearrange your schedules. I know some of you had busy days. I really, really appreciate that.
Yes.
This is Bob Klein. I'll share my testimonials very, very briefly. You know, the skin is the largest organ in the body, and I just didn't realize how significant it is. I think Donna does, but I didn't, and I do now. But I had the age spots go away. I noticed they were lightening. They're completely gone. I had dry skin on my forearms. It's gone. If Augie had been able to get on the phone, he was going to talk about his hair growing back in, which is part of your skin. The hair cells, the follicles are in your skin. But my hair is growing back in darker. I had a herpes infection on my right hand. It's gone. I had a cyst in the palm of my left hand. It's gone. Like Dave said, my scar tissue is diminishing. These are scar tissues that I've had for, in some cases, since I was a child. Calluses are gone. Toe fungus is gone. My nails are stronger. The age spots on my face, just little blemishes around my body seem to have disappeared. It's one of the things about the Gano, if you are not paying attention, if you don't look on a regular basis, you won't realize something has actually gone away. I think especially men, we tend not to look at our bodies. But women seem to notice things differently than men. But I wanted to share that because I just had so many things happen with my skin. And also I've lost a lot of weight, and I don't have baggy skin. It's actually less baggy than it was before. So whatever that is, that characteristic of the skin. But I did some research that I want to share because it truly got my attention. We have a product that is and I'm talking about the Ganoderma that's in the soap, it's in the toothpaste. So whether you use it, as toothpaste in your mouth, or you use it to put it on an insect bite, or you put it on a wart or that's angry, or whatever you do, it's the Ganoderma that's doing the work. So I did some research today on Google Scholar, which I encourage all of you to investigate. It's scholar.google.com, and it's limited to articles, papers that are written by people with credentials, so that you're not getting a lot of static, so to speak. You're getting just a lot of good meat. And the first thing I saw just absolutely blew my mind. And when I tell you this, you'll understand what we have a hold of. The Ganoderma is actually used, and we've been talking about creams and you know, using the toothpaste and using the soap. The Ganoderma is actually used as a skin substitute for burn patients, for people that have to have skin grafts. It makes up part of whatever that matrix is that they make artificial skin with, they use the Ganoderma for that.
That's amazing.
Now that's truly amazing. But then when I tell you the rest of this, the research I found, you'll understand probably why they use it. First of all, we haven't said much today about skin tumors and skin cancers, but they're prevalent. The people from Vietnam, the people that are being exposed to a lot of sun in their early years, there's a lot of skin cancers, and the answer from the medical community has just been to whack them off. But that doesn't necessarily solve the problem. But the Ganoderma is a, not only does it help with isolating and defeating the skin cancers and the tumors, it actually prevents, and there's actually research that shows that it prevents skin cancers and skin tumors. So it's a double protection there. So for some people that are exposed, you know, if they're working in an agricultural field or where they're exposed to a lot of carcinogens with fertilizers or whatever, or in the petroleum industry, then I think it would be important to know about Ganoderma. Also, along with that skin substitute, it promotes wound healing, which, again, I just mentioned insect bites. That's somewhat of a wound. I put a dot of the toothpaste on, and I'm amazed at how fast those insect bites heal. But it's, again, this is clinical research. Skin allergies. Anti-aging, it not only reverses the effects of anti-aging, there are studies that show that it prevents anti-aging. And I think when I talk about a couple of the other things here, it will be clear why it does that. Yes, it removes age spots, which is cool, but it also prevents age spots. See, this is what gets me. I don't think about the prevention side that much. I think about what's visible, and when it goes away, that's cool. But when it prevents you from getting something that you can't see, like a skin cancer that you've avoided, that to me is even better.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like having faith. You know, you have to have the faith before you see the result. But it's a preventive. And the way it removes the age spots, and age spots they're called age spots, but some people call them liver spots, and they're associated with different conditions internally in your body. But there's also, as Michelle said, there's freckles, which are, and there's something else that's called stains, which are, it all comes from melanin. And Ganoderma does is protect against the accumulation of melanin, which is, I guess, the pigment that causes the discoloration in the skin. So it may be, even in a more broad sense, there may be some other skin conditions that we're not specifically addressing that it would actually have some effect on, because it would stop in the discoloration. So, for example, some people have scars that get discolored, and this may prevent a scar from getting discolored, and so on. Something else that it does is it suppresses DNA changes that might be caused by ultraviolet light, exposure to the sun or other sources of ultraviolet light. And I thought that was pretty significant, because changing your DNA is a pretty tricky, dangerous thing. We don't want to do that. And if this suppresses it, that's something we ought to know about. Again, this is preventive. Here's a good one. It's used in the treatment and prevention of leprosy.
Wow.
I never thought about this, but there are studies and papers that have been written about this. Now, with regard to what Michelle said, and I think someone else said this, Dave said that his skin was a little softer on his face and his forehead, and Michelle said her skin was more moist, and I think several people mentioned their nails. It increases the production of collagens in your skin and in your nails. So I think collagens, I don't know exactly what that is, but I think that's part of the structural cellular makeup that helps give your skin the substance that makes it skin.
Yes.
So I know we see it a lot in ads for, you know, for different kinds of cosmetics, but I really don't know what it is. But the Ganoderma is one of those things that naturally increases it. And also, you mentioned a little bit about this, about rosacea, when you were talking about the things that are used to treat rosacea, again, without really getting at the source of the problem. But the Ganoderma is a natural protector against capillary bleeding. Now, that's what the studies show. Now, the rosacea is a rosy color in a person's nose or cheeks, and where you can see, in some cases, the veins, the tiny capillaries are actually showing, and that's where the color comes from, and hence the name. But it reduces that. I was thinking varicose veins, because I know several of us have noticed a reduction in the varicose veins. But I think the reason it works with the rosacea is because it actually reduces the leakage in the tiny little capillaries in our skin. What is so interesting about this is so much of this is happening at such a micro level in so many ways. So in other words, we already know that internally it strengthens the blood vessels, that's the veins and the arteries, because it makes the walls inside the blood vessels more flexible, and that's also how it helps moderate a person's blood pressure. But I didn't think about the blood vessels in the skin. But when you said, Donna, you were talking about bruising, and that goes into the category of wound recovery, but it also goes into the category of capillary bleeding, and it just is something that it speeds that up. And what's really neat about all of this is this was all documented studies that I got off the Google Scholar today. I went through about 100 studies of 2,390.
Wow.
So I might have gotten 20%. Hopefully the 20% I covered covers 80% of what it actually does. But there is so much research that's been done and new work that's being done on the skin that I think it's you know, really, really, really interesting. I want to tell a couple of other stories. I know we're drawn to the end of the hour here. There's a gentleman in the office that I met in the office in Irwindale, the home office for Gano, and he had been in Vietnam, and he really believed that he needed to detox his body, and I think we've told the story before. But I saw what happened on his neck. When you're in the military combat and they're spraying, you don't know if they're spraying to kill the mosquitoes, you don't know if they're spraying to defoliate the trees, you don't know if they're spraying to, you know, whether it's chemical warfare, you don't know.
Yeah.
But he got coated with stuff, and he knew that he needed to detoxify his body. So he took quite a bit of the Ganoderma capsules in the beginning, and he got this huge boil on his neck, which a number of us saw. And it was ugly, nasty boil, but it was, you know, there and erupted and was gone in maybe 3 days. And he went to the doctor to have it lanced, and the doctor really confirmed that it was his body attempting to remove some things that were very, very toxic that had accumulated in the skin on his neck. And so we don't necessarily talk about it, but because the organ of our skin is so important in excreting through the pores, part of the waste that our body creates, that it's truly important that those pores be open, and who knows what can accumulate. I had an experience myself where I normally spread my capsules out over the day, and I took them all at once at night, 9 capsules at the same time, and the next morning I woke up with what I would call a black rash. It looked like black measles on my chest and my abdomen. Didn't itch, didn't burn, didn't sting, no pain whatsoever, but it was clear that something in my pores was being purged out, and when I got in a shower and washed it, and it just, all the little black heads on the top of them were like little black pimples that all came off, and the next day it was all completely gone. And
wow.
The only thing I could guess is it might have been some leftover residue from suntan lotion from who knows when. that had actually gotten embedded into my pores, but it came out. The last thing I want to mention is, and you mentioned this, the staph infection, Donna, and the increased staph infections. It's not just that we're in increasing number of staph infections. The staph infections are becoming more resistant to antibiotics, and so they've had to use stronger antibiotics, and that just means they kills all the beneficial bacteria in your intestines, and you have to regenerate the flora in your intestines to properly digest your food. But the Ganoderma is a natural antibacterial for skin diseases. So all of the bacterial skin diseases. So impetigo. I don't know. I know there are a lot of named bacterial skin diseases that people get, and of course, staph infections is just one of them. But the Ganoderma actually not only can help fight that by because it's an antibacterial, but it can prevent those. So when we're using the soap, we don't maybe realize it, that we're putting a natural antibacterial, not a soap with an antibacterial that's a chemically created antibacterial. We're putting a natural antibacterial on our skin, and that might be one reason why people's skin clears up so fast, is because of the antibacterial action. So I am really overwhelmed by what I found today, because I know that the skin is the largest organ that we have in our body. The fact that it works two ways, the fact that it breathes out, you know, the toxic parts of our, you know, cells that, you know, that want to come out through the sweat glands and stuff, but it also absorbs a great deal. And I just think the fact that the Ganoderma is absorbable into the skin and is going to be there to help prevent infection and, you know, provide protection from ultraviolet. I'm just amazed. I did not know that. I think I may want to take a bath twice a day now. No, I know that there's been a lot of requests for a lotion with Ganoderma in it. It's not approved in the United States right now, and someday we hope to have that. But that would be ideal, that people could put that on for the way they put on other lotions, and use it instead of a manufactured lotion, could use a natural lotion. But I'm going to stop, Donna, because I said a lot, and you may want to comment on some of the things I said, because I didn't know about the skin substitute. I'd heard about it years ago, but I had no idea that Ganoderma was used in that. As a means to help stimulate the skin growth, heal the wounds, prevent
remarkable.
Infection, all of that, all of
remarkable.
What we just said. Oh, I skipped over one and I forgot. I am sorry. Ganoderma is clinically proven to be an anti-itching substance.
Wow.
Anti-itching. So when you have an itch, whether it's from poison ivy or insect bites or whatever, a rash, it has been shown to reduce itching.
My recommendation would be that while people are waiting for the lotion, that they go ahead and use something like the toothpaste or make the tea and use the tea as a swab. But also internally, I know someone who had an infestation of fleas recently, and she said it was just really terrible. She must have got bit like, you know, 30, 40 times in one day. But she said the thing that was fascinating was that there were no marks. She had no red bumps. She'd get bit, but there was, like, no response. So
wow.
She was thrilled about that. And I'm frustrated with this program today because there's just so much more to be said. I want to say to people, when you get a diagnosis or someone you love gets a diagnosis and they're told they're incurable, don't just believe that. You know, it's like we talked about the staph infection today. A lot of people are being told there's nothing we can do. They've hit it with all the antibiotics that they have, and it hasn't worked, and they just send them home to die. And I'm telling you, a lot of these things that doctors think are incurable are not. I know a woman today who's alive who had MRSA from her ankles to her face. She did garlic, and she's fine now. And you know, just... Learn to do the research. Gano is amazing. It's helping people turn their lives around daily. There's ways and means out there that you can heal yourself. Don't just accept the bad news as being gospel truth. Find out. Make sure. Make sure there aren't other answers. I'm so glad you guys are here today. I hope you'll be here next week. Get back with the person who invited you to this broadcast. If you stumbled upon it accidentally, you can find me at DonnaCrow.com. Thank you, everyone, for being here today. God bless you.